This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Three blanks in a row for the Egyptian king. We can only be sure of one player returning. Bruno Fernandes firing United to the top. When will his FPL points stop? There's trouble at the Kop with Jurgen Klopp grasping at penalties and being frustrated by the low block. Meanwhile, triple Leeds was quickly squashed. Son and Kane with the kibosh. More postponements put us managers at a loss. Who have you got coming in for Mitrovic? I need to work out this blank game week sitch. Suddenly my team looks pretty dross. Welcome to the 69th episode? Naughty of Triple Captain.
What a way to start 2021 with a little bit of sexual themes on the podcast.
Well, we've got to do something to cheer us up.
Happy New Year, chaps.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
And happy birthday, Luke Journey.
Thank you. Yes, we are recording this on my 31st birthday. And what a gift from Southampton last night. For my 31st. Fantastic result. I don't care that I've got Salah and Robertson, because United could go top of the league if they draw with Burnley. If they draw with Burnley, they'll go top of the league. I can't believe... I mean, how have we got to this point? We're Triple Captain, by the way. Hello, everybody. I'm Luke Jurdy, at Luke Jurdy on socials. We're at Triple Captain 3 on social media. We've just gone into another lockdown, but thankfully the football is continuing, so at least we can play this fantastical game to keep us entertained during lockdown.
Is that the word you're using? Yeah, entertained, not stressed.
and stressed. I mean, yeah, it's been a pretty bad game week for Rich and I. But Ben, do you want to kick us off? You have got a green arrow.
Yes, my name is Ben. I'm the producer of this podcast, and I've hated producing this podcast for many weeks because I have had an awful season so far. Luck has been against me, and there's been a bit of bad luck again this week as I lost 18 points with two late goals. Andy, who on earth, you haven't even heard of this guy, Andy Carroll, came on and scored.
He's got more goals than Liverpool in 2021, hasn't he?
Very good.
Yeah.
No, I got 69 points this week for our 69th episode.
Hey!
Which I was delighted with. Kane and Son, I've stuck with them, obviously helped. It was annoying when they, you know, didn't play against Fulham, but lovely to see them come back so strong. Kane was captain for me, so 24 points, and 13 from Heung-min Son.
Very nice.
Also, Suchek, 11 points, which was lovely. Ward-Prowse, I've had him for a good few weeks.
You have?
He'd come good. Assist against Liverpool, thank you very much. Vardy with an assist, he should have. I mean, it's one of those weeks. Vardy, how did Vardy not score? Did you see that game?
No, I didn't see it, actually.
Oh my God, Vardy should have had two or three that game, which is a real shame. But anyway, it was a nice little kind of assist to say goodbye to Jamie Vardy, because he is moving out of my team. Ooh. Ahead of the double game week, which we're going to talk about later. I think the big disappointment for me this week was the defence, because I've got James Justin, who went from 9 points to 1 point.
Yeah, tell me
with
about
that
it.
Goal. And I also, because I saw a lovely stat where it had been 700 and something minutes with John Stones and Ruben Dias playing together that they hadn't conceded for. So I thought, you know what? Against a bit of a disorganised Chelsea team at the moment, and Man City coming off a really good run of clean sheets. They kept a clean sheet against Newcastle, Southampton, Man United, Fulham, Burnley, Spurs. They've had a really good run of clean sheets. I thought they're going to keep it. And then, of course, Loftus-Cheek scored a bit of a consolation goal for Chelsea. So I lost 8 points when that goal went in, right at the very end. So I was
I think it was Hudson-Odoi, by the way.
Sorry, Hudson-Odoi. Yeah.
Hudson-Odoi. With a double barrel.
Loftus-Cheek plays for Fulham now.
Yes. But you know what? I mean, the only slightly disappointing thing is I had Koo Fowle on the bench, because I thought that Everton were going to score, Rich. I thought this was the perfect game for Everton to come back, and especially after having a little break the week before.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with Everton. It was frustrating because I was driving, so I didn't get to watch us, but it just sounded like it was very attritional, a proper kind of like end of the year, end of the festive period. Everybody's exhausted. We got injuries in both sides, and it could have gone either way, and one goal was going to decide it. And yeah, it went the way of West Ham. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. I think we're still within touching distance of the Champions League and even the top of the Premier League, actually. Because isn't there like 4 points separating first and seventh or something crazy like that at the moment?
And we've also got team like Villa have still got two games in hand.
Yeah, And yeah, Everton have got a game in hand. I think City have got a game in hand as well, haven't they?
Because I had one Man United and Spurs and City with two games in hand currently in fifth.
Yeah, so it's completely up for grabs this season. Oh, if Man United win the league this season, Luke, like...
It could happen.
I honestly eat my hat because I don't know how that side...
It'd be unreal, wouldn't it? I know. 21 is coming. But yeah, I mean, it's mad. We're at the highest point we've been after 16 games since Alex Ferguson left. So it's been a long 7 years to get to this point. Nearly 8 years now. Obviously, now we've gone into 2021. So I'm making the most of it. I mean, fair play to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's had his critics and we're pulling results out the bag. We're not playing at our best, I thought we played very, very well against Villa. That was a brilliant game, wasn't it?
Oh, what a game.
Such a great game. All credit to Villa. They played brilliantly and they played just the type of football that we want to see. And it was lovely watching that against United. And
I'm not sure about the Pogba pen. Personally,
yeah, I mean, it was debatable. But I you know what? I still think we'd have gone on to win. I think we would have attacked. We would have continued to attack, and I think the goal would have come. But yeah, of course, it was a debatable penalty, and of course, Bruno Fernandes stepped up and banged another one in. What's great to see with United is that we don't sit back, even when we're 1-2-0 up. We don't park the bus and. That is just such a relief after Louis van Gaal, after Jose Mourinho, after David Moyes, you know, negative football. And it's great to see that with Solskjaer coming in now.
Yeah. Ben, are you aware that a little girl's just walked into your room?
Yes, I am. So this is obviously the first day of lockdown 3. And Millie has just wandered into the room. Do you want to say hello, Mill?
Hi, Millie.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah, there we go. I think that's going to be. It's like everyone who's got children homeschooling again now are going to have many Zoom calls interrupted yet again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get some FPL tips off of her because I really need some help. Because
she hates Everton because her brother does, and that's the only thing that she knows about football.
Okay.
She's probably not going to give you tips then, apart from get rid of your Everton players if you've got any. I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Well, Rich, you did say that about Dominic Calvert-Lewin in our WhatsApp group. You said that DCL's time is over.
Yeah, I'm thinking this. It's just because at the moment Everton don't have any creative players and he's just not getting any like service whatsoever, Calvert-Lewin at the moment. Like Dean being out is so important because he's such a creator down the left-hand side. Coleman's not fully fit yet. James Rodriguez has only just came back and he won't be fully fit for another few weeks. And Richarlison on his own just has so much responsibility to make something happen. And I think Iwobi was injured as well. We were relying on Iwobi for a long time and he was making something happen, even though he's not nowhere near as good as Rodriguez, but he was making things happen and now he's out. So I'm concerned about Calvert-Lewin. It's when we come up against the teams. I said this about Villa earlier in the season. When you come up against the teams where you are inclined to go and attack, so like we're playing West Ham at home, the weight is on our shoulders to go and attack them. So the pressure's kind of off when you play the likes of Chelsea and Liverpool and Man City because you know the pressure is on them to attack you. So we could set up defensively in them games and, you know, nick a 1-0 win or something like that. But in the games where we're meant to attack them, we just can't do it because we don't have the creativity. So I think Calvert-Lewin could well make way for maybe Patrick Bamford over the next few weeks. We shall see, because Leeds just don't seem like they're going to change their philosophy anyway whatsoever. Even if they have three goalkeepers playing outfield through all their injuries, they're still going to play them in an attacking manner. So yeah, Calvert-Lewin could well be on the way out. Do you want me to run you through my game week, or do you want to do yours first, Luke?
I mean, we're going to talk about your red arrows straight after, so shall I do mine first and then we'll go
to
yours?
Yeah, you do yours first. Yeah.
I feel like I've had the worst luck of the season so far, and I suppose I was due a bit of bad luck after the good luck of blank game week 16, where I avoided all the City players and the Spurs players, and I think I only had Son and managed to get a green arrow last week. But this week I was on 51 points from 5 players. Right, going into Sunday and Monday. So I had 6 players to play and I finished with 57.
Oh,
I cannot believe what happened. such a great start to the game week with United beating Villa, of course, and owning Fernandes with his 10-pointer, and then Captain Son, which was great, 13 points from him against Leeds. He did kind of what we predicted he'd do against Leeds, which was great. And I got a Sue Foul clean sheet against Everton. But the bad luck started when Fabianski, who I brought in for the double game week and who I was going to play against Everton, so I would have had a double clean sheet from Fabianski and Soufal, of course got injured in the warm-up, so he got taken out. I thought, it's fine,
that's crazy, though.
I've got Alex McCarthy on the bench to come in. And of course, Alex McCarthy, the one Southampton player, contracts COVID, so I've got no playing goalkeeper. Another thing I decided to do was switch Suchek from first sub to third sub.
No.
Oh, dear.
I had Shay Adams, right? I had Shay Adams as third sub. I thought, no, actually, I don't fancy Suchek to get anything against Everton. I'll put him third sub. Of course, he scores in the 86th minute. I would have had 11 points. And I ended up with Stuart Dallas coming on, who was my second sub, who obviously had a point. And Suchek missed out. So I missed out on 11 points. But that's my own decision making. Where the bad looks come in is, of course, losing Fabianski and McCarthy. So I had no playing goalkeeper. I had 10, despite having 15 starting players now in my team, I ended up with 10 players this game week. You can't account for that bad luck, can you? I mean, yeah, I also had James Justin, who, of course, yeah, lost his 9-pointer, went down to a 1-pointer because he got booked, and then Andy Carroll scored. But I don't really put that down to bad luck as such. It's just that's what happened in the game. But yeah, it could have been so much better this game week. It really could have. And then, of course, Salah and Robertson both blanking, Robbo getting a booking, so I only got 1 point. So I've got Dallas, Robertson and James Justin all on 1 point. So just pretty horrific. And then, of course, Bamford blanking as well. Chris Wood not coming on. So I've ended up with one. Chris Wood, of course, was postponed and he had a great fixture against Fulham. And then Shay Adams didn't play, so he didn't come on either. So I ended up with one playing striker. I ended up with a 5-4-1 formation this week.
Oh, God.
Still managed to get 57 points, but...
That's pretty good. That's pretty good,
isn't it?
Considering you say you need to get 60 points every game week, just to be a few short, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's still pretty decent.
No, it's not. It's annoying because the average was so high this week. So I've gone down. But you're right. It's only it's about a 12K red arrow. I think I'm down to about 40K now. So, of course, I'm not complaining. I'm still in the top 50K. But
40K. Unbelievable. What a great way to start the year off. Yeah, Man United about to go top of the league. Top 50K. It's his bloody birthday. Like, what a 2021 you're having, mate.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, I'm not complaining too much, but it's just so annoying, isn't it? Those fine margins where you think, well, I could have had a green up to like 20K now, but because of those silly little decisions, not getting those Suchek points is gonna come back to bite me. I feel like the McCarthy Fabianski thing is like having the triple captain on Mane. You remember last season, the triple captain Mane when he came off injured. I just think like I've planned so well for this bench boost, and now I might not have any playing goalkeepers. I'm thinking, what do I do? Do I still play the bench boost? I'm going to have to take a hit. Do I do two goalkeeper transfers? So I don't know. But yeah, we're all good. We're all good. Let's go on to you, Rich.
I mean, the fact that you can say, oh, I've had a bad game week, I've gone down to about 40K. You know, that's hundreds of thousands of people would love to be in your shoes. So, you know.
Yes, no, I know. Things are gonna happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you could be like me where you've slid into 850,000th, which is one of the lowest positions I've been all season. And it's just strange. I was telling you, wasn't I, just before we started recording that over the last 8 weeks, I've had 7 red arrows. But I don't feel too upset with my team. I mean, I feel upset with it this week because there's so many flipping injuries and substitutes going on and whatever. Anyway, I'll run you through how I did this game week. So I finished on 50 in total, so 6 below the average. Oh, and also got knocked out of the cup in round 1. That is disappointing.
Oh, so did I. So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah, concentrate on the league, boys. We don't need that. The cup's rubbish.
Did you get knocked out of the cup as well, Ben?
I didn't even get in the first place, mate.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad game. I had 20 points last week.
Oh, well. Well, last year we had an exciting run anyway, so you can't have an exciting run always with Luke's zombie team. So yeah, I'll run you through my game week. So my back four of Robertson, Justin, Dallas and Mendy got a total of 5 points. So that was rather upsetting. I don't know why I persist with Mendy. He costs so much money and he's goddamn awful. I brought him in and he got 1 point against Wolves. Then he got a 6 against West Ham. And I was like, right, here we go. And he's just got 2 solidly since. So I think I may well have to move him on.
Is this Mendy from City?
No, from Chelsea, the goalkeeper.
Oh, sorry, I'm with you. Yeah. I was thinking, that's so confusing. I didn't know. I didn't think you'd brought Mendy in. Sorry, the goalkeeper, yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So basically, I seem to have this theme this year where I bring a player in just as they're about to go out of form. So it's just been unfortunate. So Mendy is one of those. So the midfield, God, what even happened here? So Bissouma came in because Charlie Adam. Jay Adams was injured. No idea what happened to Jay Adams. Did we find out about that?
I think he just got a rest. I'm praying he just got a rest. Otherwise, my bench boost really is off the cards now. I think he was due a rest.
He's got a triangle.
Oh, is it? Maybe it was just a light knock or something then, and it's a precautionary thing. I suppose because they got Ings, who's like, you know, made of polystyrene.
I need to have a look, yeah.
Concussion, 75% chance of playing, it says, Jay Adams.
There's a fair bit to go, isn't there, before game week 19, because we've got the blank in 18 as well, so fingers crossed he'll be back for then, but yeah, it's all going wrong injury-wise, isn't it? You can't account for that. Sorry, Rich, carry on.
It's a nightmare. Grealish got me 7, which was good. I captained Fernandes, he got me 20, which is very nice. And then Rafinha got 2, Salah got 2, flipping Bissouma came off the bench. I mean, I know it's only a small amount, but he's played 90 minutes pretty much every game this season, getting a solid 2. And this game week, he only plays 45 minutes and gets 0 points. So of all the game weeks where I needed Bissouma, he doesn't deliver, for God's sake, Bissouma. Anyway, I shouldn't be too bothered about him. Then Calvert-Lewin got me 2 because he did nothing. And Harry Kane got me a nice 12. So, yeah. So Peacock Farrell, my subkeeper, didn't play. Obviously, Taylor didn't play for Burnley. Adams got me 0. And then I had Kilman on the bench as my third and final sub for Wolves, who I think came on as a sub for a little bit. So, yeah, pretty difficult game week, to be honest. 50 points. But do you want to just run you through my game week history to show you how poorly it's gone of late. So where should we start? So game week 10 was my first red arrow after a few greens, where I dropped to 498,000. I then dropped 150,000 to 652. Then I dropped 60,000. Then I dropped 50,000. Then I went up a fair bit, to be fair, to about 500,000. Then down to 591. Then 641. And now 853. So they're not massive plummets down the league table, you know, 150,000 and 50,000, somewhere between that. So I just think maybe just a little tweak or two to my team will get it on the right track, maybe, rather than an absolute squad overhaul. Or maybe it's just I've been unlucky with my timings. It's kind of hard to, you know, put my finger on what the exact issue is, really.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? And I think if you do get quite a lot of red arrows in a row, all you want to do is kind of rip up your team and start all over again. But I think because your red arrows have been quite small and you're kind of there or thereabouts each week, I think you're right. I think a few tweaks will probably do it, a few tweaks in the right direction. I mean, there's a few options for you, isn't there? I mean, going into a blank game week and a double game week, you've got your chips, you've got a second wild card. You could maybe use your wild card and get 11 players that play in blank game week 18, and then a mixture of players that play in blank game week 18 and double game week 19. So say you'd have like 8 or 9 for the blank, and then 9 or whatever with a double as well as single game weekers, because of course nobody blanks in the double either. There's lots of single games as well. So you could potentially do that, or you could free hit in blank game week 18 and go for a bench boost in double game week 19, or you could wild card in preparation for double game week 19 and then play your bench boost, or you could save all of your chips and stay patient. But I think navigating these next 2 weeks is going to be key, and if you can get green arrows by attacking these next 2 game weeks, then you're going to be feeling a lot better about your team. That's certainly what I plan to do. I mean, there's going to be lots of players that aren't going to play their chips and save them. So really, if you are planning on attacking them, you need to really attack them and get that green arrow, because other players are going to be hoping for kind of a small red or just to keep their head above water by saving the chips.
Yeah.
So I think the positive way to look is that we've got two game weeks now coming up where we can use two of really good chips that are available to us in FPL and hopefully get a couple of big green arrows.
Yeah, so the plan is to use the free hit for this game week. I think we're going to talk about it in a bit.
How many players have you got at the moment? If you go to pick team for game week 18, how many players have you got playing?
Five. So yeah. I need to take the free hit, unfortunately.
Yes, same here.
With regards to free transfers, it rolls over, doesn't it? If you use your free hit. So I've got one free transfer this game week. If I use the free hit for this game week, I'll then have two free transfers for game week 19. Am I right in saying?
I'm pretty sure it resets to one.
Oh, are you sure? I think it rolls over, doesn't it?
I think it rolls over as well, because I just think it's an absolute buy, isn't it, the free hit?
Yeah, it does. But obviously, if you're using the free hit, you're not going to use your free transfer. So I'm pretty sure that after the free hit, you only get one.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Saved transfers will be lost. Yeah. If the free hit chip is played leading up to game week 18, once the deadline has passed, you will see the points scored by your new free hit squad in points tab. Your old team will have returned. Be aware that when playing your free hit chip, any free transfers carried over from the previous game weeks will be lost. You will be back to the usual one free transfer for the following game week. So you're right, Luke.
I think, Rich, to talk about stopping the slide for you, we've got the perfect two game weeks for you to stop the slide. How many double game weekers have you got for game week 19? Do you know?
So I've got Mendy.
Yeah, Mendy's got a double.
Robertson and Salah. Yep. Justin.
Yep.
Dallas and Rafinha.
Yep.
Grealish, Fernandez.
Yep.
Calvert-Lewin.
No.
And Adams.
Adams has, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Kane as well.
Kane hasn't got a double.
So the thing is, I can just make my one transfer really then, though, can't I? So I can have most players in a double game week if I really wanted to.
You can have 10, yeah. So there's not much point in playing a bench boost now. But you could triple captain.
It's always tasty on Fernandes or Kane, innit? I mean, Fernandes, he's just like built for it. All right, it's Liverpool, but the Liverpool that are playing this season are so unpredictable. Who would have thought that Southampton game would have gone the way it would?
Yeah. You'd still fancy Fernandes to get some points, wouldn't you, against Liverpool? And then we've got Fulham. Yeah.
And is it away?
I think it is.
Yeah, away to Liverpool. So, you know, United's away record this season. It could actually be that team that beats Liverpool at Anfield and breaks that run. Possibly. You don't want to get ahead of yourself, do you?
No. I mean, I can't say it. I just hope that we beat Burnley, so then we've got that 3-point cushion. So then we can kind of go to Anfield and go, well, the pressure's off in a way, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's an exciting few weeks ahead. I mean, obviously, we've got City in the Cup tomorrow as well, which is going to be a good game.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of podcasts and we want to make yours. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more.
You forgot the bit about the first free episode.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Great. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
Shall we talk about free hits and what we plan? Oh, well, not free hits, but the next game week and what we plan to do, i.e. free hits.
Yes. So blank game week 18, Rich and I are going to be playing a free hit because we haven't got enough players to put out. What are you doing, Ben?
I have decided to try and navigate through without any chips for the next couple of weeks because I like saving my chips for the end of the season.
Okay.
There's always that thing that comes up where you go, oh, that fixture's been rearranged and now that's perfect triple captain for insert player name here. And I think basically I've made a couple of changes. I had two free transfers. I've made four. I've done a minus eight mini little wild card to start the year off. But it does mean that I've got nine players at the moment fielded for next week. And then I've pretty much got a full 11. I think pretty sure it's 11 players for the double.
Okay.
Maybe slightly less, but the ones I haven't got are big hitters like Kane and Son. So I want to try and navigate through. I know it's not going to be a great few weeks because, as you said, so many managers are going to do that chip strategy of free hit or bench boost or whatever. So there are going to, it's going to be big averages, I think, for the next few weeks. But I just want to kind of navigate my way through with that.
Isn't just nine players though? If I had nine players in my team, that would make me so uneasy. I know, like basically, I've had nine players for this game week and I've suffered for it. I just feel a little bit, you know, on edge about having nine players from the off, because it could, you know, with a COVID cancellation or something like that, drop down to eight or possibly seven. Or if your goalkeeper gets injured, you know, could be down another one.
And we have, it's not until obviously the 12th of January, is it, the deadline for this one? So I may have jumped the gun.
You'd expect the blank to have a fairly low average because there's less teams playing. But obviously with United's fixture being put in there, and was there another fixture added to blank game week 18 as well? I can't remember now. But United, I think United and Burnley have been added to it, haven't they? Which obviously brings a lot more good options. Mm. So you'd expect, you know, I mean, how are you going to look at it? I mean, I'm looking at it from the point of view that I'm probably going to chuck a few differentials in there for my free hit team, because obviously it's a 1 week punt. Anybody that's kind of looking like they're on form or coming into form, I think will be good options for the free hit. Obviously, I'll probably have people in there like Bruno Fernandes. He'll just stay in the team. Son as well will stay. I think they've got a decent fixture. I think they're playing Villa, aren't they? Which could be could be a good game. Mm-hmm.
Villa,
I think that'd be a really good game. You know, I think that might be a full of goals game. Villa Tottenham.
Spurs are never full of goals, are they? With Mourinho in charge, but yeah, it could be.
When they've got a team that attack them like Villa, they like to get out the gates quite quickly. Yeah. Spurs
could be the game for Simon.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess it's making decisions like, are you going to have the usual suspects like Son and Kane, Fernandes, or are you going to put in a few differential players? What about Arsenal? I mean, I think Kieran Tierney has to be in there on a free hit now. After that 18-pointer and he's playing left back, Arsenal are on good form. They're playing against Palace. I mean, he looked superb. And I think the problem with Tierney is that he's been playing centre-back in a back three at the start of the season, so he wasn't getting forward as much. But now he's in that left-back role, and Arsenal suddenly look great, don't they? There's options all over the place. You've got Tierney, you've got Saka, you've got Martinelli if he plays, you've got Smith-Rowe at 4.4 million, Lacazette banging in some goals. Is there a chance for the return of Oba?
Jesus Christ, absolutely not. The only thing that makes me slightly nervous about Arsenal is the last two games where you say, you know, all right, they beat Chelsea, but the two before that, Brighton and West Brom, and they are just not, you know, premium teams. So I'm just a little bit concerned about bringing in an Arsenal player at the moment. I think it's a bit too much of a risk. Smith Rowe, don't get me wrong, he could be a great option because he's so cheap and he seems to be starting every game at the moment. And I think Saka may be a little bit too rich for my blood at the moment. But they're definitely improving, and they're always going to improve because they've got a good manager and they've got some decent players. But I think if you're bringing in Aubameyang, you are absolutely mad. So I wouldn't bother with Aubameyang at the moment.
But one week punt, though, obviously we're talking about a free hit here. We're just looking at that fixture against Crystal Palace.
Yeah,
I think I agree with you. I'm certainly not rushing to bring in Arsenal players to stay in my team. I'd maybe put Smith Rowe in there if I was trying to save some money as a fifth midfielder. He could be fantastic. And I think Arteta will be so scared to change the lineup right now after three wins in a row. It would be silly of him, wouldn't it, to take those players out, and then if they lose, the fans are going to be on his back again. Why did you change the lineup? These good young players are bringing us through, you know. So I think he's in the team for the foreseeable future, as is Saka.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, do you think Crystal Palace will score?
I read the other day that Zaha is having his best goal scoring season in 5 years or something like that up to this point. So he could well be worth bringing somebody in. I don't think, was it Schlupp, I think, scored at the weekend? He doesn't score too many. I mean, you could take a punt on him if you really, really wanted to, but there's nobody at Zaha. There's nobody at Palace who's exciting apart from Zaha. So he'd be the only player I'd consider bringing in.
I think Eze's exciting. That goal was brilliant.
How much is
wasn't
he?
It?
He's not too much, is he? I've not considered him really.
5.9, I think. Yeah, 5.9. But yeah, yeah. It's whether you go in. I think with a free hit, you need to tackle fixtures where you think teams are going to keep a clean sheet. So, but you got, I think in a way you've got to put your eggs in one basket. So if you think Arsenal are going to keep a clean sheet, get Tierney in, maybe even go with holding as well for a double up, and then don't put any Palace attackers in. It's whether you decide to do that, or you hedge your bets and go, well, I'll get Zaha in just in case they do score, and then you've got points from him and a blank, say, from Tierney. But I suppose Tierney's got that attacking threat. But am I doing that classic thing of a player's got a huge haul, so now I want to bring them in? I mean, maybe. It just so happens that he has a huge haul before a free hit. So it's like, well, if he has another huge haul, it's like, that's going to be brilliant for my free hit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's basically what I'm thinking. I've just sent you on the WhatsApp chat a draft team that I've pulled together. Is it a risk? I know obviously there's not many games going on. There's only six fixtures. I've got three triples. Is that too much commitment to just three teams? So I've got triple Man United, triple Aston Villa, and triple Tottenham.
I think Matty Cash is a great shout, and I've brought him in. He was so close to an assist.
I've wanted Cash for a while now.
Honestly, I've done something very similar to you. I brought in Cash, Fernandez, and Watkins this week because Cash is close to an assist. He looks on fire. Watkins is so close to not just the goal, but a really good run of goals now.
Yeah,
so
I think those.
And Fernandez is the man that everybody's got to have. Like, I can't believe I've gone so long without him.
I've got to have Sterling in just because I've got to have one Man City player in there. I'm just concerned about City getting called off for COVID, but they might be over that now. So that was my thinking with just one Sterling. So I could probably bring in more Manchester City players.
Big midfield with Pogba as well.
I don't think a triple up is, particularly on a free hit. Like I say, if you think a team is going to have a good game, then now is the time, to get three of them in, definitely.
But a triple up.
But we talked about it. We talked about it with the COVID.
Yeah, but it's just, it can happen, it might not happen, but for a free hit, you might as well stick them in. But I guess you kind of, I mean, your bench there, Brewster, Bernardo and Kilman. So if any of your players don't play, that's not a strong enough bench, I don't think. And also you're going, Spurs are playing Villa and you've got three Spurs and three Villa. So that's six players in one fixture. I don't think that's ideal.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because obviously, if Watkins scores, Dyer's not going to get many points. If Kane scores, Cash isn't going to get many points.
Free hit is perfect for a player like Mahrez. If you get wind that someone like Mahrez is going to start, then he's gold for a free hit, isn't he, for a one-week punt. Well, talk to me about Pogba. What's made you pick Pogba?
I don't know. He's looked slightly better over the last few weeks. He got the penalty, didn't he? I think he got a goal. Was it last week or the week before? In December, anyway.
Yeah, a few weeks.
So he's been better of late. But I suppose the risk with Pogba is, he may well get dropped for Fred or Matic or something, or McTominay. But there's room for manoeuvring around. But I suppose, I don't know. I'm covering my bases. So if Tottenham beat Villa 2-0, for example, the likelihood of Son and Kane being involved is quite high. If Villa beat Tottenham, the likelihood of Grealish and Watkins being involved, the likelihood is quite high. So that's my thinking. But I know what you mean about the one fixture, because all of a sudden, six players of my 11 are involved in that one.
Yeah, and you've only got five left.
Yeah, exactly. So that's if it's a 0-0, Jesus, that's the worst outcome in the world. And it could well happen with Jose Mourinho's Tottenham. Yeah, maybe I need to review. But that was draft one.
I think you need to spread it a bit more, Who have City got Brighton?
I can't remember. Yeah, City are at home to Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to go. It's got to be double City defence, hasn't it?
Probably.
Diaz is an absolute shoo-in, surely, and Stones, I mean, or Cancelo, or... I know you can't completely predict what Pep's lineup will be, but you can be pretty sure that Diaz is going to start. But a double City defence, and then maybe De Bruyne or Sterling to add to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued about what the goalkeeper situation is going to be at Man City, because they had that young Stefan starting goal. I know that was because of the COVID situation with Ederson, because obviously he tested positive for it. So it'll be interesting to see what Pep says in his press conference, because Stefan, I think he's only like 4.6, something like that. He's a very, very cheap goalkeeper. And he's probably going to start because he's a second choice goalkeeper nowadays with Bravo having moved on. So he could be a great option. And if Pep says that Ederson's out because he's self-isolating, then Stefan, absolutely straight into my team.
Mm. Yeah, and I think just to go back to Pogba, I think if he continues to play in that position, he could be a real threat again. Is what he's been doing, he's been playing him just on the left of a midfield three with Fred and McTominay, which gives him license to go forward. And he had a couple of chances against Villa, and then of course won the penalty. And on another day, he should have scored two goals, really. He seems to be that player where if a fullback is just right on the edge of the box and they cut it back, he seems to be the player that they're looking for that can finish it off.
The late arrival.
Yeah, so I think he could be a great differential, but it's just whether he plays in that position again or not. It could be a complete waste of 7.7 million.
Definitely.
Especially when you've got Martial, you've got Rashford, you've got Fernandes as all as options there.
Yeah, and you've got Zaha and Grealish at the same price point.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, United options are good. I still wouldn't bother with a United defender. I know a lot of people are saying like, oh, we should get Maguire in. They've got a good run of fixtures and that. We still don't look like we're going to keep clean sheets. I mean, I suppose of all the teams we should keep a clean sheet against, Burnley is going to be the one. But I think there might be better options out there in terms of defenders for this week. What formation are you thinking for the free hit?
For that draft I sent you? Or just in general?
Well, just in general, yeah.
It will probably be a 3-5-2. I just think the money's in the midfielders this year, seemingly. And then I'd probably still keep Kane and then just put in maybe like a mid-price striker like Watkins or something like that.
Calvert-Lewin perhaps, or yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, I think for most of the season I've had three strikers that have been playing regularly and I think that may have shot me in the foot a little bit. So I think this will be the first real test where I just go with the two strikers rather than the three. So yeah, that's what I think. That's probably the best one, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the value, those kind of value strikers that we were so pleased about a few weeks ago has kind of dropped off. I mean, Shea Adams has blanked quite a lot now. Bamford's still a good option, definitely, but he misses a lot of chances. And I don't think he's scored for quite a few game weeks, despite the fact that Leeds are scoring lots of goals. I mean, he's had a couple of assists, but his value's not as good as before. Wilson, of course, has completely dried up. We haven't got Jimenez anymore at the moment, sadly. Danny Ings is probably the one, but he's a little bit more pricey. And then, of course, Calvert-Lewin's dropped off too. So really, I think, yeah, I've got three mid-price strikers. And I think going forward, I may even switch to a 4-5-1 and just have maybe Calvert-Lewin or Danny Ings up front on their own, because you've got that value in midfield. Or like you say, yeah, a 3-5-2. But then the defence, you can always get better value defenders, can't you? I mean, I suppose if you look at the points totals at the moment, there's defenders at 4.5, maybe 5.5 that are scoring higher than the likes of Bamford at, maybe not Bamford, but the likes of Shea Adams at 5.96 million and Calvert-Lewin, of course, as well. So I'm definitely thinking about downgrading at least one of my three strikers going forward.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I'm sad that Zouma's been knocked off his pedestal now. After being the number one defender for so long, this poor run of results for Chelsea, seeing poor Kurt come tumbling down the league table. Bednarek is ahead of him now. How crazy is that?
Yeah, Bednarek, masterclass last night, wasn't it, supposedly? I didn't watch the game, but and I suppose we should just briefly touch on what are we planning on doing with Salah? Are we keeping him, or are we getting rid? Is this the end of Mo?
I'm keeping him just because I've been hurt too much by him in the past when I've taken him out. So I'm just going to leave him in and play it safe. I'm not going to bother jumping between him and De Bruyne or Mane. It's not happening. Salah is in the team.
Stuff like that drives you mad, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's staying in the team for the rest of the season. So get comfy, Mo.
Yeah, I agree. There's no way he's moving. This has happened before. This has happened before where he's blanked for a few game weeks in a row and everybody starts to get rid of him and then he just comes back to bite you, especially when he's got that double game week in 19. He will be back. Like we say, class is permanent. And you'd imagine Liverpool are going to get back to... It's just, I suppose the thing with Salah is his stats aren't good at all either recently, and he's looked bad, whereas in previous game weeks when he's blanked, he's had a lot of chances and then not put them away.
It's interesting because this poor run of form has came off the back of the rumours of him being unhappy at Anfield. And I don't know whether that's kind of had an impact throughout the whole team, and there may well be some actual truth to that. Because obviously he's like, you know, the icon of the squad, especially whilst Van Dijk's out. So maybe it's just something like that.
Yeah, I guess for now, that's the thing. I guess you're patient with Robertson and you're patient with Salah, really. I don't really have any plans to take them out. I mean, I could be shooting myself in the foot, really, with two. I've got Robbo and Chilwell, and obviously Chilwell's and Chelsea aren't doing that great at the moment. There's an option there to move Chilwell down to a 4.5 and then upgrade in the midfield and pack the midfield, because those teams like our friend Harry at the moment, those teams with midfields of Salah, Son, Fernandes and De Bruyne, and some will even have Grealish as well to add to that five this week, apart from Salah, they've all delivered. And those without Grealish have had Suchek, who delivered. And I know that Harry had put Saka in, who delivered. So it's like five midfielders there that all, apart from Salah, of course, that all returned. And it's like spreading that throughout the team isn't as useful sometimes. It's certainly backfired on me this week, but then other game weeks I've been glad to have Robbo and Chilwell's points when the more premium midfielders have blanked, because you can't expect them to return every week. But yeah, at the moment midfield is the place to be, isn't it? Completely, it seems, along with a few defenders. But I mean, I just couldn't, the foresight of these players that brought in Holding and some had Tierney this week, I just it's absolutely unbelievable. Like, good luck with the future two-pointers, lads. But, I mean, fair play having 18 and 10 points from... I guess they've brought them in because ahead of the blank game week, if the advantage of not playing the free hit is that you bring players in ahead of the blank game week, and Arsenal had a good fixture against West Brom. You know they're playing in the blank, and it's really paid off for some people. I mean, Tierney, 18 points.
Yeah, I think there's a few people who'll have gone, great decision, smart thinking that. Whereas I think 99% of the people who made that decision just... had a little bit of luck. That's what I'd like to say.
Yes, yeah.
Definitely not bitter.
No, me neither. No, I put out a tweet earlier saying, Rob Holding's 10 points, congratulations. But my God, that is a transfer out further down the line. And you're the two-pointers. So I know there's going to be a few responses to that. But of course, it's all tongue-in-cheek. It's a decent decision, really. I mean, it's worked out well, hasn't it? You can't really, can't really argue with that. But Rob Holding getting an assist... I just think, for God's sake.
He's hardly Perlo, is he? Let's be honest. Okay, so we go into this weird game week. What are you doing in terms of transfers then, Luke? Obviously, we've got some time till the deadline for this one, about a week's time.
Yeah, well, of course, it'll be a free hit. And I haven't decided who... will be in my team yet. There's nobody that is definitely nailed on to be in my team. It, most likely Bruno Fernandes is the most nailed on, especially as he's a captain option for this free hit. But I could decide to just go completely differential and see what happens and just pick players based on the fixture and go for a 1 week punt and hope that the usual suspects don't return. But I think that's a little bit of a risky strategy considering my position and rank at the moment. I'd rather consolidate my position and go for a green arrow. And as long as I reach that, you know, 65 point mark, hopefully I'll be pretty happy with that in a blank game week. So yeah, I'm not wedded to anybody at the moment, but there's lots of options. And I did a tweet on differentials as well for the blank game week. There's quite a few players out there that are under 10% owned that could be decent options for the blank. So so check that out. Pogba was one of those players. He's in there, but I can't. Okay. I don't think I'll be able to bring myself to put him in. I'd need him to have had a few more good matches. Yeah. It's probably a bit of a risk at that price. But yeah, I'll be looking at United. I'll probably go for three City, be looking at Spurs and a few differentials here and there. Cheaper options maybe from Arsenal. And captain most likely will be Bruno Fernandes. But again, I'm not completely decided on that.
Yeah.
What about you, boys?
So I'm the same as you. I haven't really decided. Out of my current squad, I'm probably going to keep Fernandes and Kane. And it's probably going to be either one of those who'll have the captain's armband. Probably be Fernandes again, seeing how of late he's been more consistent than Harry Kane. But yeah, I just need to be careful because I don't think I'm going to go with that triple-triple because that is so much commitment to have nine players of your 11 just in two matches there. And yeah, I'll have to see further down the line. I'm sure we'll have millions of drafts getting put in the old WhatsApp chat. But yeah, I guess we can put an update on Twitter or Instagram or something about what our teams are going to be. What about you, Ben?
Captain on Fernandez. He's finally in my team. After all these weeks, I finally got Fernandez. Because I think it's about looking at, like for me now, I'm looking at the rest of the season. I managed to watch a lot of football over the break, which is great. And you just got to look at the players who are like, who are not quite there yet, but like the Cashes of this world. It's like, oh God, they're looking good. They haven't necessarily got the stats to back it up yet, but my God, they could fly for the rest of this season. Bruno's just not going to stop. I've also bought in Watkins from Villa because I think that he's going to have I've got a really good feeling about Villa in general, and I've got a good feeling about Ollie Watkins because he deserves a goal more than anyone in the Premier League. And I've also bought in Patrick Bamford.
Interesting.
Yes.
Haven't they got a blank game week?
Yes, they do. But they do have the double afterwards, don't they, Leeds?
Yes.
And they have, in that double, they are playing Brighton and Southampton, both at home.
But are you taking a hit this game week to bring in Bamford?
I'm looking at this as more of a long-term strategy to repair a horrible first half of the season. That this is now, I look around my team now and I go, yeah, okay, I've taken a minus eight here. But actually, there's a reason why every single one of these players is in my team. I'm just going to be more, from now, going to be more sensible. From now.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. good luck, everybody, for the blank game week. I hope coronavirus doesn't affect things too much and doesn't make the free hit completely useless for those of you that are playing it. We are available, of course, on Twitter throughout this time. If you have any other questions or you want to run a few free hit drafts by us, then please do at @TripleCaptain3. But yeah, that's all there is. Hopefully, Ben's green arrows can continue and Rich and I can turn our reds into greens. Good luck, everybody.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good,
done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
What? That's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.